I will not lend thee a penny. Why then the world's mine oyster, which I with sword will open. Not a penny. I have been content, sir. You should lay my countenance to pawn. I've grated upon my good friends for 3 reprieves for you and your coach fellow Nim, or else you'd look through the grate like a gemini of baboons. I am damned in hell for swearing to gentlemen, my friends, you were good soldiers and poor fellows. And when Mistress Bridget lost the handle of her fan, I took it upon mine honor thou hadst it not.
Didst thou not share? Hast thou not 15 pence?
Reason, you rogue, reason. Think'st thou I'll endanger my soul greatest? At a word, hang no more about me. I'm no gibbet for you. Go!
No,
a short knife and a thong to your man on a picked hat. Well, go! You'll not bear a letter for me, you rogue. You stand upon your honor. My, thou unconfinable baseness. It's as much as I can do to keep the terms of me honor precise. Aye. I myself sometimes, leaving the fear of heaven on the left hand and hiding mine honor in my necessity, am fain to shuffle, to hedge, and to lurch. And yet you rogue, will ensconce your rags, your catamountain looks, your red lattice phrases, and your bull-beating oaths under the shelter of your honor. You will not do it, you!
I do, Renette! What would thou more of man?
Sir, his woman
speak with you. Let her approach.
Give your worship good morrow.
Good morrow, good wife.
Not so, and please your worship.
Good maid, then.
I'll be sworn as my mother was the first day I was born.
I do believe the swearer. What with me?
Shall I vouchsafe your worship a word or two?
2,000, fair woman, and I'll vouchsafe thee the hearing.
There is one Mistress Ford.
What?
Sir, I pray come a little nearer this way. I myself dwell with Master Dr. Caius.
Well, I'm Mistress Ford, you see.
Your worship says very true. I pray your worship come a little nearer this way.
No, I warrant thee nobody here. Mine own people.
Are they yes, so? Yes. Heaven bless them and make them his servants.
Well, Mistress Ford, what of her?
Why, sir, she's a good creature.
Yes.
Lord, your worship's a wanton. Well, heaven forgive you and all of us, I pray.
Mistress Ford, come, Mistress Ford.
Marry, this is the short and the long of it. You brought her into such a canary's nest, it's wonderful.
Yes.
The best courtier of them all, when the court lay at Windsor, could never have brought her to such a canary.
No.
Yet there's been knights and lords and gentlemen with their coaches.
Yeah.
One at your coach after coach, letter after letter, gift after gift, smelling so sweetly, all musk. And so rustling, I warrant you, in silk and gold, and in such elegant terms, and in such wine and sugar of the best and the fairest, that would have won any woman's heart. And
this?
I warrant you, they could never get an eye wink of her. I had myself 20 angels give me this morning, but I defy all angels in any such sort as they say, but in the way of honesty. And I warrant you, they could never get her so much as sip on a cup with the proudest of them all. And yet there has been earls, nay, which is more, pensioners. But I warrant you, all is one with her.
But what says she to me? Be brief, my good she Mercury.
Mary, she hath received your letter for which she thanks you 1,000 times.
Yes.
And she gives you to notify that her husband will be absent from his house between 10 and 11.
10 and 11?
Aye, forsooth. And then you may come and see the picture she says that you want of. Master Ford, her husband, will be from home. Alas, the sweet woman leads an ill life with him. He's a very jealous man. She leads a very frampled life with him, good heart.
10 and 11. Woman, commend me to her. I will not fail her.
Why, you say well, but I have another messenger to your worship.
I have?
Mistress Page hath a hearty commendation to you, too. And let me tell you in your ear, she is as fortuitous a civil, modest wife, and one, I tell you, that will not miss your morning or evening prayer as any in Windsor, who e'er be the other. And she bade me to tell your worship that her husband is seldom from home. But she hopes there will come a time. I never knew a woman so dote upon a man. Surely, I think you've charmed,
Lars.
No, not I.
I assure thee, setting the attraction of my good parts aside, I have no other charms.
Blessing on your heart,
but I pray thee, tell me this. Has Ford's wife and Page's wife
acquainted each other, how they love me.
Yes, indeed. I'm not so little Grace, I hope.
No, I hope not.
That were a trick, indeed. But Mistress Page would desire you to send her your little page of all love.
Oh?
Her husband has a marvellous infection to the little page.
Oh, yes.
And truly, Master Page is an honest man. Never a wife in Windsor leads a better life than she does. Do what she will, say what she will, take all, pay all, go to bed when she lists, rise when she lists, all is as she will, and truly she deserves it. For if there be a kind woman in Windsor, she is one. You must send her your page. No,
why, I will.
Nay, but do so then. And look you, he may come and go between you both. And in any case of a nay word, but you may know one another's mind. And the boy, he's never to understand anything. For 'tis not good that children should know any wickedness. Old folks, you know, are discretion, as they say, and know the world.
Now, fare thee well. Commend me to them both. There's my purse. Oh, and yet thy debtor. Boy, go along with this woman. This news distracts me.
They stuck is one of Cupid's carriers. Clap on more sails. Pursue. Up to your pipes. Keep the fire. She is my prize. Our ocean whelmed them all.
Sayest thou so, old Jack? Go thy ways. I'll make more of thy old body than I have done. Will they yet look after thee? Will thou, after the expense of so much money, be now a gainer? Good body, I thank thee. Let them say it is grossly done, so it be fairly done. No matter.
Sir John, there's one Master Broom below would fain speak with you and be acquainted with you.
No.
And has sent your worship a morning's draught of sack.
Broom is his name?
Aye, sir.
Call him in. Such brooms are welcome to me that o'erflows such liquor. Mr. Thorne and Mistress Page, have I encompassed you? Go to Via.
Bless you, sir.
And you, sir. Would you speak with him?
I make bold to press with so little preparation upon you.
You're welcome. What you will. Give us leave, John.
Yes, sir. I am a gentleman that have spent much. My name is Broom.
Good, Master Broom. I desire more acquaintance of you.
Good Sir John, I sue for yours. Not to charge you, for I must let you understand I think myself in better plight for a lender than you are. The which hath something emboldened me to this unseasoned intrusion. For they say, if money go before, always do lie open.
Oh, money's a good soldier, sir, and will on.
Troth. And I have a bag of money here troubles me. If you will help me to bear it, Sir John, take all, or half, for easing me of the carriage.
Sir, I know not how I may deserve to be your porter.
I will tell you, sir, if you will give me the hearing.
Speak, good Master Broom, I shall be glad to be your servant.
Sir, I hear you are a scholar. I will be brief with you. And you have been a man long known to me, though I had never so good means as desire to make myself acquainted with you. I shall discover a thing to you, wherein I must very much lay open mine own imperfection. But, good Sir John, as you have one eye upon my follies, as you hear them unfolded, turn another into the register of your own, that I may pass with a reproof the easier, sith you yourself know how easy it is to be such an offender.
Very well, sir. Proceed.
There is a gentlewoman in this town. Her husband's name is Ford.
Well, son?
I have long loved her, and I protest to you bestowed much on her, followed her with a doting observance, engrossed opportunities to meet her, feed every slight occasion that could but niggardly give me sight of her, and not only bought many presents to give her, but have given largely to many to know what she would have given. Briefly, I have pursued her as love hath pursued me, which hath been on the wing of all occasions. But whatsoever I have merited, either in my mind or in my means, meed I am sure I have received none. Unless experience be a jewel, that I have purchased at an infinite rate. And that hath taught me to say this: love like a shadow flies, when substance love pursues, pursuing that that flies, and flying what pursues.
Have you received no promise of satisfaction at her hands?
Never.
Have you importuned her to such a purpose?
Never.
Of what quality was your love, then?
Like a fair house built on another man's ground, so that I have lost my edifice by mistaking the place where I erected it.
To what purpose have you unfolded this to me?
When I have told you that, I have told you all. Some say that though she appear honest to me, yet in other places she enlargeth her mirth so far that there is shrewd construction made of her. Mm-hmm. Now, Sir John, here is the heart of my purpose. You are a gentleman of excellent breeding, admirable discourse, of great admittance, authentic in your place and person, generally allowed for your many warlike, court-like, learned preparations. Ah, believe it, for you know it. There is money. Spend it. Spend it, spend more. Spend all I have. Only give me so much of your time in exchange for it as to lay an amiable siege to the honesty of this Ford's wife.
What?
You use your art of wooing. Win her to consent to you. If any man may, you may as soon as any.
Would it apply well to the vehemency of your affection that I should win what you would enjoy? Methinks you prescribed to yourself very preposterously.
Understand my drift. She dwells so securely on the excellency of her honor that the folly of my soul dares not present itself. She is too bright to be looked against. Now, could I come to her with any detection in my hand? My desires had instance and argument to commend themselves. I could drive her from the ward of her purity, her reputation, her marriage vow, and a thousand other her defenses, which now are too strongly embattled against me. What say you to it, Sir John?
Master Broom, I will first make bold with your money. Next, give me your hand. And last, as I am a gentleman, you shall, if you will, enjoy Ford's wife.
Oh, good, sir.
I say you shall.
Want no money, Sir John. You shall want none.
Want no Mistress Ford, Master Broom. You shall want none. I shall be with her, I may tell you, by her own appointment. Uh-huh. Even as you came into me, her assistant or go-between parted from me. I say I shall be with her between 10 and 11. For at that time, the jealous rascally neighbor husband will be forth. Come you to me at night, you shall know how I speed.
I am blessed in your acquaintance. Do you know Ford, sir?
Oh, hang him, poor Cuttleglen knave, I know him not. Yet I wrong him to call him poor. They say the jealous Whittley knave hath masses of money, for the which his wife seems to be well favored. I will use her as the key of the cuckoldly rogue's copper, and there's my harvest home.
I would you knew Ford, sir, that you might avoid him if you saw him.
Bang him, mechanical salt-butter rogue. I'll stir him out of his wits. I will awe him with my cudgel. It shall hang like a meteor o'er the cuckold's horns. Master Broom, thou shalt know I will predominate over the peasant, and thou shalt lie with his wife. Come to me soon at night. Forge a knave, and I will aggravate his style. Thou, Master Broom, shall know him for knave and cuckold. Come to me soon at night.
What a damn Epicurean rascal is this? My heart is ready to crack with impatience.
Who says this is improvident jealousy?
My wife hath sent to him. The hour is fixed. The match is made.
Would any man have thought this? See the hell of having a false woman.
My bed shall be abused, my coffers ransacked, my reputation gnawed at.
And I shall not only receive this villainous wrong, but stand under the adoption of abominable terms,
and by him that does me this wrong.
Terms? Names? Amamon sounds well, Lucifer well, Barbason well, yet they are devil's additions, the names of fiends, but cuckold, whittle, cuckold. The devil himself hath not such a name. Page is an ass, a secure ass.
He will
trust his wife. He will not be jealous. I would rather trust a Fleming with my butter, Parson Hugh the Welshman with my cheese, an Irishman with my aqua vitae bottle, or a thief to walk my ambling gelding than my wife with herself. Then she plots, then she ruminates, then she devises. And what they think in their hearts, they may affect. And they will break their hearts, but they will affect. Heaven be praised for my jealousy. 11 o'clock the hour. I will prevent this. Defect my wife, be revenged on Falstaff, and laugh at Page. I will about it. Better 3 hours too soon than a minute too late.
Cuckold. Cuckold. Cuckold!